Do you see that a lot? People, they want that dream of Hollywood and
lost. So no offense. You're no offense. No, it's just you know, you're chasing something that's doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't.
I stayed in Hollywood for one more year, and I was auditioning, and I just decided I wanted to have a break to make the most in this dunya. Right? They want to have a great car. They want ego. They want everyone to love them. They want everyone to gravitate them, to look at how many Facebook likes and Instagram likes they have and who's following them. And
the only thing that got her there was actually reading the Quran.
Reading the Quran?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
You ran off. He beat you so bad and you ran off.
No, really.
But the good story is...
Salaam to all of our brothers and sisters
in Australia. Salaam alaikum, Australia.
This is the Deen, the Deen Show.
With my brother here,
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
The Deen Show.
How are you, brother? Okay, so check this out. So your story is you're a Christian, and now you end up working as one, it's like a special forces guy, right? Now you come across one of the leader, Arturo, who is like, you know, the head guy for the Muslims, the Arturo Ghazi. And you get into, and now you're rolling around with him. He's kicking your butt. Is that right?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
You ran off. He beat you so bad and you ran off.
No, really.
But the good story is, but then later you accepted Islam. Is that wrong part
correct,
right?
Correct.
All right. Why would you disagree? How was it fighting with Arturo?
That was easy. That wasn't a problem. I took what, 3-4 of them? No problems.
You did do that, right? But now,
that wasn't a problem.
Did you fight Turgutov?
Yes.
Oh, that. How did that go with him? You guys know Turgutov from Arturo? Huh?
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
For Claudius, Omar, it wasn't a problem.
You were holding you were holding your own. Yeah. But Arturo had you. He had you there.
No, I think he was a bit worried. I could see in his eyes he was a bit worried.
Okay, so by now you guys know we're talking about. How do you pronounce the series that you started?
Dirlish Arturo.
Dirlish Arturo.
Arturo.
Yeah. So real life story is that. Take us from there. Your mother and father met, and then what happened from there?
Okay, so my mother and father met. A long time ago, my father was an immigrant to Australia, from Bosnia to Australia when he was 17 years old. And he traveled all over Australia, probably more than 99% of Australians. And he met my mother when he was about 20. She was 16. They were good friends for 4 years. They got married. They had two children, my two oldest brothers. At that stage, my mother wanted to take them to religious classes, and she wanted to enroll them in some sort of Catholic sort of school. And my father disagreed, strongly disagreed. And later on, my mother decided, okay, well, let's check out other religions and let's check out your religion. And my father came from an Islamic background, but a communist Islamic background. And so he was like a little bit unsure about his own religion. And my mother started taking them to madrasa. She loved it because she grew up in like an affluent Catholic society, and she had so many questions unanswered. And in the Quran that she started reading, she found all her answers there.
She was a strict practicing, came from a practicing Catholic Christian background?
I wouldn't say strict, but I would say they are solid.
Solid.
Catholics.
By the way, so you're originally from Australia?
I was born in Canberra.
Aussie. Yes. You say Aussie?
Yes.
Say so. Salaams to all of our brothers and sisters
in Australia. Salaam alaikum, Australia.
So your mom now, she starts investigating. So your father, he's Muslim. Was he practicing?
No, I mean, like, generally, coming from Yugoslavia, it was, if he started practicing in Yugoslavia, there's a lot of people taken away in Yugoslavia for practicing Islam. And there's a whole list of people that were put in prison for practicing Islam. All the alims were removed, and that's if you were caught praying, your name would go down in a list in communism, and so
he had limited knowledge about his deen. Now my mother, when she started reading, she decided she wanted to revert to Islam. And she spoke to my father, and he pretty much was like scared of her decision, and it took a while, and she later on she ended up converting to Islam.
I mean, she ended up doing her research. Obviously, if Islam didn't provide all of the proof and the evidence that it was indeed the truth from the Creator, she probably wouldn't have accepted. She would have stayed with what she was upon. No, what would you say?
Absolutely. I think the only thing that got her there was actually reading the Quran.
Reading the Quran. Yeah.
If you're a non-Muslim and you do not like Islam, if only you just read the Quran, yeah, see what it's about, and then...
This is a friend of yours, Sonny Williams.
Sonny Bill Williams.
You know, he came out recently. We had that tragic terrorist attack that happened where this terrorist went into a house of worship and gunned down 50 innocent human beings, including women and children in New Zealand. That's not too far from Australia, right?
Same culture, almost same people. They're more Scottish, we're more Irish, English, but they're same people, same culture, same end of the world.
He said the same thing. You should get to know Islam.
And you need to understand what Islam is so it can give that light, which will get rid of the darkness.
Just, you know, he was giving the same, what you're saying, read the Quran, like get to know Islam.
Well, just, I mean, if you think it's a threat, try reading it. Just try reading.
That's what people need to do more. Read. And I think, what do you think of that? If that terrorist, he would have met some Muslims actually, you know, and read the Quran and connected with Islam. I mean, this is the key to removing that hate and that ignorance. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, hate never gets anyone anywhere, and I just think it's tragic that people have got to this stage in the world, in today's society. I just think it's appalling to see that happen in New Zealand, to see these Facebook groups, how much people just don't know about Islam. I don't understand that.
SubhanAllah. So back to, so your mother, she was the catalyst that had you actually now come to where you're at, making decisions, because you had to make certain decisions. Also, were you going to sell your soul, because you spent some time in Hollywood, is that right?
Yes.
And you were offered some key roles. One of those roles is in the hit film, was it Spartacus?
Spartacus, the TV show Spartacus. I was offered the lead role in Spartacus. I auditioned
the lead role
six times to play Spartacus. Spartacus was like one of many jobs I was offered. It's not, there was many other jobs similar to this scenario, like Spartacus, where I couldn't play the role because of doing haram things like kissing and just telling a story that I just don't believe. I mean, there's a lot of roles that I just don't personally sit well within myself.
Yeah, I mean, you imagine that. Look, you're offered pretty much the money you want. You're going to have the stardom and this hit series. It was a very hit series. But now your mother, because she was influenced by the teachings, the moral teachings of the Quran, of Islam, she instilled this in you, and now this helped you to make that decision.
You know what, my mother is the rock in my family, and the religious rock in my family. When as kids, I just remember her telling us, when we got home from school, did you pray Dhuhr? Go pray Dhuhr. When it was time for prayer, when it was Aksham, inside the house. When it was time for prayer, my mother would say, Reshad, Jamal, Caleb, Beta, call Adhan. And that's, my oldest brother would lead, and we grew up in a country town that had no Muslims at all. And just, and my mother, she's a convert to Islam, to get us together like that. You can't think of that. You can't write that kind of stuff.
Does it sadden you to see when you see a lot of people now who are Muslim by name, or their parents are Muslim, but you see, is this also, we have it a lot in the States. How about in Australia, where the youth, and, you know, they're going towards trying to imitate that light, that Hollywood lifestyle, going more towards gangs and materialism.
This all comes down to what's the objective of life, and to these people, what their objective is to life is to make the most in this dunya, right? They want to have a great car. They want ego. They want everyone to love them. They want everyone to gravitate them, to look at how many Facebook likes and Instagram likes they have and who's following them and women and things like that, helicopters, and it goes on to dunya. And basically, if you want this, Allah will give it to you. That's not a problem. That's not hard. Allah can give it to you, no problem. You don't have to be a special person. You don't have to have special skills. You don't have to read thousands of books. You don't have to finish universities or anything like that. Allah will give it to you if you want it. And if you want the akhirah, that's something else.
If you want the hereafter, that's something else. So the transitory world is going to leave you. And that's amazing. So you committed now to forming that connection with your Creator five times a day. And you didn't sell your soul. It was offered. The contract was right in front of you. The money is right there. And you made a decision. No, I'm not going to sell my soul. And you left all that.
Okay, so just to tie up the loose end about Spartacus. Spartacus was a full frontal, X-rated television program. It was one of the first X-rated television programs with the channel Star. And I auditioned for it six times and we went backwards and forwards, and basically the contract about it was they wanted me to be full frontal nudity, sex scenes and things like that. And I, at that stage in my life, I was doing kissing on screen, and full frontal nudity I just couldn't do because my mother has hijab, and I was just like, I can't live like that. My mother, I can't. I'm ashamed. And it was a deal breaker, and that deal got broken. And then later on, I stayed in Hollywood for one more year, and I was auditioning, and I just decided I wanted to have a break, a spiritual break, and I decided to come to Sarajevo to spend my Ramadan here. And when I got here from the airport, I went to the first masjid that was calling the Adhan, and from there on I started praying five times a day.
Look at that, beautiful, connected. So many people are trying to chase that mirage, you know, thinking that is where it's going to have me successful and happy in life. Do you see that a lot? People, they want that dream of Hollywood and
lost. So no offense,
you hear that?
No offense. No, it's just you know, you're chasing something that's doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't mean anything about me. But you're chasing something that's material. It's all based on material. It's all based on ego.
And now we're here in Sarajevo. This is your home now, Sarajevo in Bosnia. You got married here. Now your kids, your family, you're here. This is where you got a coffee shop. We're drinking. And I've never met someone. I mean, I'm telling you, like 99% of the people that I've had interactions with coffee, might sell coffee, really don't have an in-depth knowledge of coffee. So I call him, this is the coffee chef right here. Yeah. So what am I drinking here, by the way? So people, what is this?
This is El Salvadorian.
Pacamara,
which means it's a bigger bean, and it's from a single estate, 100% Arabica, single origin. We've mixed it with some butter, and we've mixed it with some almond milk.
So that's my treat. I'll do it once a week, like that. That's what I call it. So you're here now. You've been Kavasu.
Dobro.
All right. Our Bosnian is about the same. So. So tell us now, with this event, because it hit so close to home, what was your reaction? I mean, this is your neighboring country right there, New Zealand. When you heard this news of this tragic event, what were the things that went through your mind?
You know what? My mother, she is part of a community in Australia on the Central Coast, about an hour and a half north of Sydney. And they three years ago, they bought masjid. They bought a church, a rundown church, and they converted it into a masjid. And it's located in Gosford. And they get a lot of death threats, and they've been having a lot of like threats for the past, I don't know, 3 years, about people that are very insecure about this masjid opening. And so I kind of relate with it. And there's some people that have been called up. My mother's reported people that called them up, and they've got what do they call them? Like they're not allowed to come near the area. So I mean, this is a thing that was coming one way or another. Like, I'm not surprised, because there are extremists everywhere. There are extreme Muslims, there are extreme Christians, there are extreme Buddhists. I mean, look at Miramar. There's extreme people. Now, extreme white supremacists. I mean, this is something that's just coming. I mean, I just think it's up to people to sort of handle this, and the right type of people to handle this, and for communities to sort of come together and just deal with it. These are problems. These are problems in society, and we need to expect problems, and we need to find the right solutions for this.
So your advice is like Sonny B. Williams? Is that Sonny Williams?
Sonny B. Williams.
Sonny Williams, he came out, he says, I'm a proud Muslim. He's also a proud New Zealander. So remember, when we say Muslim is simply one who has chosen to submit to the creator of the heavens and earth. That's it. Don't get caught up in all the names. Worshipping the creator, not the creation. And he came out, and just like you're saying, you know, because we believe that this is the key to eradicating, because people do things out of fear, ignorant things out of fear. And there's a lot of fear because of all the hype and negative propaganda. People have these false information about Islam. So this is some great advice. What other advice do you have? Go ahead.
I just want to think, why did this guy do this? Why did he do this? For what reason? I'll leave it there. What reason? For hate. Is that a good thing? Is that better than Islam? Is that better than anything else? I mean, why did he do it? Find your answer there and start researching.
Beautiful. And if you're in Sarajevo, what's the name of this your cafe? We're here, Bismillah.
Ministry of Chaif. Chaif is a Bosnian word that derived from Ottoman Turkish, which meant cave, which derived from Arabic, which could go everywhere, to Russia, to Afghanistan. They all have that same word, cave, which means... It's very hard to explain, but something like Zen mixed with enjoyment with your friends, with your food, with your coffee, that sort of stuff. So,
and inshallah, we have our team here also, Jiu-Jitsu Club Team Rezvik. We'll have you coming in, so even you even be more prepared next time when you get attacked. But now you accepted Islam in the film. So, but mom, but they assassinated you. You're gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure. Very nice meeting you. Inshallah, we can see you again soon, and I'll be back, inshallah, for more of this wonderful coffee.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, my brother. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks.